I sat at the feet of the Buddha with flowers and incense and the burning of candles of gold around white wax, day after day and night after night, in my suffering of lost desires and promises made but broken in the ashes of the fire that raged my soul, to witness the bloodletting of my heart in pain, acknowledging the pain I caused in not knowing how to respond, all the while aiming to go forth in love, yet falling miserably short, apologizing endlessly amidst the stream of tears, falling as I saw my failings. I fell to pieces with every drop. Knowing I was nothing in the state I found myself living within. Nothing of my dreams did I taste, but only the morning of their escape. Far from my reach, they vanished until I died a silent internal death. My shadow stood before my grave, peering down on me. I'm not a Buddhist, yet on my knees, there before my grandmother's Buddha, a treasure of art to me, of sentimental value. It just happened to be the place I knelt in solitude. I prayed to God. I prayed to be forgiven. I prayed to be Christ-like, and realized how painful it must be have been for him, living in this world of sin that people such as I create and perpetuate. The darkness of eternity grasping me, choking me, endlessly I cried, often in the daze, lighting candles for those I hurt, prayers for the innocent, prayers to be forgiven, prayers to be able to dream again, to breathe in freedom of pain, to love again. Months went by in my endless abyss, hanging on a thread just to feed myself and children and animals, and then back into bed to sleep, to listen to my heart, seeing visions of fire, hearing the beating of drums merging into my heartbeat, feeling the energies of wind and spirit wrapping around my ribcage, crushing me, taking the breath from my lungs, slowing the beating of the blood through my heart. The sounds in my heart I could hear most vividly in my head. My body lie motionless in my surrenderous upheaval. Days go by until one day I awaken to God within, my divinity bursting at the seams, ecstatic to breathe again. In the liberation of awakening, the pain it vanished, yet days went on in countless rectifications, unbearable to ever go there again. I shudder at the thought. I am cold to the fire of those days. No longer attachment do I feel, yet a stranger with eyes knowing came my way. He offered the water my soul so desperately starved for, the passions of love blazing pure. I found myself giving in honor of past sacrifices of love gave to me by another, yet wrapped up in expectations, I found myself drowning in again. My heart that beat again began to die, to witness the sins of mine as well as that of man. Instead of losing sight of my life this time, I went forward to regain divine mind, knowing that God loves me, knowing that God has plans for me to follow through on. Steadfast, I plow in my plight, stumbling with might to learn grace. Now again, I see that I have bludgeoned the knife of pain by my axe into my very own soul. For the conscious lacking of faith to give birth to the child of the man who reduced me to ash in the past, who offered me new hope this time with promises of love to be bestowed forevermore. Yet my heart, it felt apprehension as I knew his militant ways. It sat and watched for truth. Feelings of love overwhelming, I felt in totality with him. Yet I could not give it to myself all alone. I could not allow myself to become attached because of all the blood I let in the past in his presence. I was liberated from feeling his wrath of the past. Yet when alone, the memory stood fast as triggered subtle but pointed reminders came forth from their recesses. I chose to stay clear of that fire that ravaged and consumed my entire being, that sought to suffocate me in the past. Yet not immune to mistakes of non-attachment, to even my own flesh that I have now made and must face. Thus, I now see that I am not totally free. I have new tasks ahead to rectify my heart. My searching will not end in bringing light to misdeeds, that of mine, as well as that of others. Yet only mine can I truly judge, and judge now only what my heart can bear, as I must keep enough strength to overcome my weaknesses. I let the rest of judgments of others be the Lord's, as only he is capable of bringing the warmth of love and life back into all souls, as he will judge mine. Yet I refuse to be the cripple that others set out to make me. I stand again to face the light. It is my birthright to cleanse these stains, to win this fight over my self-destructive ways. All alone, it would appear, I am. I am far from living in righteous truth, yet so close at times to see and feel it. I continue my dance to and fro, in and out of it, two extremes. Then again, to let go of the misery expectation can bring, to find mercy to be free and complete in truth. With God, I am never alone, as he lifts me from what I cannot bear. Yet my mistakes, unconscious, now conscious, they distance me, yet serve to show my frailty and my need to come again, to be closer to thee, in heart, in soul, in spirit and matter, to help me see what is real of spirit in front of me, eliminating vain ideologies, to cast away the weeds and vines of travesties of sin that kill, to be or not to be, in my surrender to God's destiny for me, this test of faith always presenting itself before me. Oh, dear God, unharden my heart. This non-attachment can be cruel. I pray to gain compassion and mercy without it killing me or others, to truly be free of desire and suffering. From these mortal hands I bear. December 27th and 28th, 2000.